We continue today with lesson number 31 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Shavuos. We're reaching the end of the Mesechta, but we're not quite there yet. We'll be studying the 8th Mishnah, the 8th Perek, the 4th and 5th Mishnah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. Yesterday, in Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel, we learned about a Shomer Chinam who claims that that the shor, the axe, for example, was stolen from him. Now, with this Mishnah, we're going to learn about a thief who says, "I didn't steal." Not a Shomer, but a thief. Omar, a person says, this man has a farm, he has an ox, and he feels that someone stole one of his ox. So he walks in the street and he sees a guy, he says to that guy, Omar le'echod bashuk, he sees this person, says to him, Heichon shori shegonafta, where's my ox that you stole? The person looks at him and says, V'hu omer, the nitpa says, lo gonafti, I never stole any ox. And witnesses come along, there's two witnesses, Reuven and Shimon, come and say, no, that fellow, he really did stole the ox. So, simple scenario, Mishalem Tashlume Kefil. The accused, the nitpa, is now convicted by two witnesses. Even without swearing, no shua here at all, he has to pay kefil. The pasuk says, Aganov, and Mimotze Aganov, Yishalem Shnoyim. Ox was worth 100, he's got to pay 200. Suppose Tovach Umocha, suppose he shechted the ox, he slaughtered it, or he sold it to another person in the black market or whatever. Then, you know what the Torah says, Mishalem Tashlume Arbo'o V'chamisho. He has to pay. In the case of a sheep, he would have to pay, if it's worth $100, he would have to pay $400. Let's stick to the ox. In the case of the ox is worth $100, he's got to pay $500, as the Torah says. Ki yigno vishoro seo tuvocho o mechoro, chamisha boko yishalim tachas hashor, 5 times for the ox, v'arbat son tachas hashor, 4 times for the sheep. Suppose this thief, ro edim shememash mishinu voin. He claims that he's innocent. He didn't steal anything. And he sees down the road two witnesses who saw him steal and perhaps saw him also shecht the animal or sell it. And he wants to escape. He doesn't want to have to pay. So he says, Gunafti, before the witnesses can open their mouths, he says, I confess, I stole it. Avalo tovachti velo mocharti. I didn't shecht it, I didn't sell it. And the witnesses finally arrive, and we ask the witnesses, what happened here? And they say, he stole it, and he sold it, or he stole it, and he shechted it. Eino mishalem elo keren. He only pays $100, the value of the shor. Why? Because since he was moda for the geneva, even though he was only moda, he only confessed because witnesses were on the horizon coming over the hill. Nevertheless, he confessed. So he's exempt from the knas called kefil. So if a shor is worth 100, kefil is 200, he's exempt from that second 100 because moda beknas is potur. Once he's potur from kefil, we can't impose the 4 times or 5 times, the abo v'chamisha, for the tevicha mechira, for the shechting or the selling of the ox. Because the halacha is that you only pay in a situation where you pay 4 times for the sale or 5 times for the shor. In this situation, since he's exempt from the second 100, if we impose upon him the extra 300, he'll only be paying a total of 400. And for an ox, you got to pay chamisha, and he's only paying arbo. So the Gemara says that if he's only paying, not paying, the Torah says arbo v'chamisha, not shlosha v'arbo. If there's no kefel, then there's no arbo v'chamisha. That's a gzeras hakosov, and therefore he only pays the keren, the actual value of the shor, with no additional charges. Well, that's a halacha, really, which is independent of our topic, which has been the topic of a shvua, a false oath. In this scenario of Mishnah Daled, there is no oath. It's only the teaching that we're learning here about modeh beknas is potur, and modeh bekefel is potur from tashlumei aboh v'chamisha. We also learn from here that a modeh beknas is potur, even if he is modeh, not because of his conscience, but because there are two witnesses about to come into the courtroom. Now let's continue with Mishnah Hay. We've learned in some detail back in Mishnah 2 and Mishnah 3, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel about a Shomer Chinam and a Shvua. Now we're going to learn about a Shoel and a Shvua. How a Shoel can be potur from a Korban Shvua Sapikodon. Now remember that a Shoel is chayev on just about everything. If a person borrows my lawnmower or borrows my ox, then he's obligated to pay not only for Geneva and Aveda if the ox is stolen or lost, but he's also chayav to pay for Onsen. If the ox gets hit by lightning, he's also chayav, a shoel. Shoel is chayav and Onsen too. So now, let's see the scenario. Nishnehe, Omala Shoel. The person who lent the guy the ox says to the shoel, the person who borrowed the ox, Heichon Shori, I lent you this ox a month ago. Where is it? I want it back. All my low mates, he says that it died. Not because I was working with it and doing the normal work of plowing with an ox, it died. It died. I came in the morning, I looked in the barn, there the ox dead on the floor. So that's something for which the shoel would be chayef. But it's a lie. For who shenishbar, the truth is that it broke a leg. Oh, nishba, bandits came and stole it. Oh, nignav, it was stolen because someone broke into the barn in the middle of the night and stole the ox. Oh, ovad, it went for a walk in the woods and I can't find it. Or a different scenario with the same principle. Shaoma, the shoel says, nishbar, it broke a leg. And the truth is, v'hu shemeis o nishba o nignav o avad. One of the other scenarios for which the shoel is chayev really happened. Or the shoel said, nishba, bandits came and captured it, for which he's chayev, if that's true. V'hu, but the truth is, shemeis o nishbar o nignav o avad. One of the other possibilities happened, all for all of which the shoel would be chayev. Or he said, nignav, it was stolen, a guy broke into the barn in the middle of the night. And for which he would be chayev, the shoel. And v'hu, but the truth is, shemeis o nishbar o nishbo o avat. Or, he says, avat, the shoel went for a walk in the woods, is gone, I can't find him. And the truth is, v'hu, shemeis o nishbar o nishbo o nignav. So in all these scenarios, what he swore would still be chayev. What he didn't swear, what was the fact, he would still be chayev. Either way, he's chayev. Mashbiachani. Now along comes the Mashiel and says, I don't believe you. I want you to swear. And indeed, this is not a shvua which the shoel has to swear. But rather the Mashiel wants him to swear because the Mashiel wants to know the truth, whatever reason. But either way, the shoel is going to have to pay him. And the shoel says, Amen, I swear. And then, Erev Yom Kippur, oy, gewalt, I swore falsely. I went for a walk in the woods. The truth is, the guy came in the middle of the night and stole it. I swore it broke a leg. The truth is, the bandits came, a whole army, and they took it away. Potter, he's still Potter from a Korban Shvua. Why is he Potter from a Korban Shvua? Because the Shvua that he made, the false Shvua that he made, did not get him off the hook. Did not deprive the Mashiel from any money, because even if he had sworn falsely, he still has to pay whatever he swore. Remember the first mission of this parak, Hashoel Mishalem Misakol. So in all these scenarios, he has to pay. So the shvua that he said that it went for a walk in the woods, when the truth was it was captured by soldiers, if it went for a walk in the woods, and even if he still has to pay. So the shvua didn't deprive the the mashiel, the nit, the toveya, the person who's making the claim of anything. So there's no kfiras mamon. No kfiras mamon, there is no chiyuv shvuah. And so we have finished Mishnah 5, and in the process have completed lesson number 31. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we will learn the last Mishnah of Shavuos, but for now, we still got one to go. We've completed lesson 31.